Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., and this time with L. Ron Ferguson as we continue in our series of what a hypnotherapist can learn by going through the hypnotherapy process. You know what? By going through going through the hypnotherapy process yourself, you can become a hypno-Einstein. That's right, a hypno-Einstein, because you're going to get all the information and you'll be able to go faster than the speed of sound. What? Oh, you can't go faster than the speed of sound, but you can go a lot faster and you can take your hypnosis practice to the next level. Oh, Einstein likes that. All right, let me tell you about L. Ron Ferguson. He's a one percenter. He's among the best of the best. And if there was anyone in Orange County that wanted to see a hypnotherapist, and they, for one reason or another, I couldn't see him, I'd recommend, and I have many, many times, recommend L. Ron Ferguson. I trust him so much, he even helps me teach some of the class. All right, how you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good. Orange County or the world?
If you live in Nigeria and you want to fly L. Ron in, he'll be there.
That's right. If you got the money, honey,
I got the time. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I steal with love, Cal. Thanks for that one.
I still want to go.
That was a Calism. That was a Calism right there.
What?
If you got the money, honey, I got the time.
Actually, it comes from a country song. Hey, you guys out there, if you know who did that song where he says, "If you got the money, honey, I got the time," I want you to leave it right down below there in the comments section, because I can't remember who it is right now, and I use that line all the time in class. Proceed.
All right. Talking about the prominent insights from going through the process myself. We've left off at the age regression process. Should I explain age regression again real quick, Cal? Let's see if I can do it shorter this time.
20-second version.
20-second version. Okay, age regression is where we intensify a client's emotion, follow it back to their childhood where it started, neutralize it with information from their current adult mind, and then take that change up through their life through different events in their childhood and then into the probable future where they're experiencing that change in their life, and then tie it all up with a good segue and direct suggestion. How's that?
Very good. You're starting to sound like a hypno-Einstein.
Yes, I am. Getting that precise clarity that is...
Relatively speaking.
So, we are kind of going through the the age regression process, AR for short, and I wanted to draw attention to something that is very often overlooked, even by a lot of excellent five pathers, it's overlooked, which is, when is age regression complete? How do you know if it's done? Okay, because in five path, you know, we take a client through age regression and then we move on to doing our forgiveness therapies, and then if it's needed, parts therapy, parts mediation therapy to resolve secondary gain. But a lot of five pathers or any hypnotherapist, they'll go, oh, well, you know, I did age regression, it seemed pretty thorough, so that's over, let me kind of go on and move into something else. I have been even guilty of making that mistake in the past myself, and then realizing that you have to come back to age regression later on. What's age regression for? It's to remove fears and misconceptions that are being generated in the client that's causing them to have the type of thinking in their current life that presents irrational emotions to come up inside of them, exacerbating their symptom or feeling or behavior. And so Cal did a great thing with me. He started to interview me in the pre-hypnosis interview on maybe our second or third session, our second session, I think, because previously we had done age regression work, and he was interviewing me to see if the age regression was complete or not. Once again, we're not making any assumptions. We're being as thorough as possible and keeping this criteria in order. So Cal started to ask me what I'd been thinking during the week. You know, what are some of the dominant thoughts that you've been having during the week, and you know, taking attention back to the case file and saying, okay, why don't we just review where we're going here? Okay, what do you want out of these sessions? Okay, what's stopping you from that? What have you been thinking this week? And we were able to talk in such a way, and Cal, you're going to have to tell them what you did and break that down, because after all, it's like you mentioned in a previous episode, I was just experiencing it as a client, and so... It kind of just, it happened to me, but I'd kind of like you to go over it again. But basically the gist of it is Cal was able to ascertain that I was still having a lot of fear-producing thoughts that were dominantly in my mind that were creating a fear state inside of me, which was evidence that pointed in the direction that age regression wasn't done yet. And so then he went back and proceeded with more age regression to continue to neutralize the fear before proceeding to the next phase.
I think one of the things that's really overlooked when working with clients is that pre-hypnosis interview before subsequent sessions. And we want to talk about, gosh, what have you been thinking about from last session? How's it been going? How's it been working for you? And I'm really listening to see if any of the emotions are coming up that we thought we had dealt with in whatever we've done so far. For example, if we were working on anxiety or fear and we find out that they're still experiencing some anxiety or fear, then that, you know, I make a note in my mind, gosh, I think we've got some more age regression to do. Sometimes, just for fun in class, I'll say, how many sessions does it take to do 5-path? And I just know sooner or later someone's going to say 5, and it's just not true. It's over when it's over. It's 5 phases of work, but it's not 5 sessions of work. Heaven knows I've done more than 5 sessions with L. Ron, and oh my gosh, I might have to do more. It's over when it's over. And you know, it's not that unusual to have to do 2 or 3 sessions of age regression, or even a couple of sessions for forgiveness work to really get a thorough job done on what you're doing. And it drives me crazy when I hear about these hypnotists and hypnotherapists or consulting hypnotists, whatever they call themselves, that do one session wonders. I mean, you do not know that you've solved the problem when you see a client one time. And you need to have them come back. You need to find out how they're functioning, what they're thinking, what they're feeling. Is that feeling still in their body? How it's affecting their lives? You need to do at least a minimum of 2 or 3 sessions, in my opinion, to really have ascertained if you're done. In psychology and counseling, we understand that you've got kind of a intake phase, you've got a work phase, and then you've got to find out, has the goals been met? And you can't determine if the goals have been met by doing one session, because the proof is in the pudding, as they say, which means, are you significantly and in the long term making the changes they want in their life? And they have to have some life happen in order for you to ascertain that. So, I hope that helps.
It sure helps me.
Good.
You know, I wish I could get to the point, and this will happen someday, where I get to stop taking notes when you open your mouth. It's a terrible affliction to have. But I'm perfectly comfortable with that. All right, moving on, we have, getting into the part of the age regression process where you take your client into age progression, where they pre-vivify experiences that are yet to happen, okay, with the changes that they want to make. I wanted to highlight the importance of really letting your client have that experience. That is, don't just be like, take them to that future experience, let them experience for just a second or two and then stop. Really navigate them through that event, like we talked about last episode, using the 5 questions, the Fab 5 questions. Of course, we want to ask, what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling? We don't want to ask, is that familiar or new, or necessarily, how old are you? Sometimes we do if it's a future time. But really let them have that experience, and then watch them, like we've been talking about. Watch them with that eagle eye to see what emotions they're experiencing. Ask them to check inside themselves, check inside their body. How do you feel in there now? And pay attention to those feelings that come up and the thoughts that are associated with those feelings. Because let's say you take them to a time in the future, and they're experiencing a lack of the anxiety, anger, other feelings that you may have already dealt with, but let's say they're feeling sad and it's a future time. Well, let's find out what's happening in the future. If they're losing something in this future time, okay, then that would be a proportional feeling of sadness. At that point, you want to, as we talked about last episode, use a secret language of feelings to coach your clients on, well, you know what, if that sad feeling is based in reality, that's going to only motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to replace what was lost, okay, or establish connections that are like that, okay, because all feelings are good when they're based on accurate perceptions. However, if according to what the report is, it seems like it's an irrational feeling, okay, that is, they're telling you what's happening, what they're thinking, and we've established that the feeling is irrational and that it's really exacerbated inside them, well, that's just a sign that more age regression can be done right there from the spot in, you know, the future progression or the age progression. You're taking them to that future event. They're experiencing that old anxiety that you thought you dealt with. Boom. Focus on that feeling. Follow it back. Bam. There might be something that's been missed. Okay? No stone is left unturned. Do you want to add anything to this, Cal?
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I want to say about that.
Hey, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have to wrap up the age regression work in this session so we can get into the other stuff. Did you want to talk at all about spontaneous past life regression, informing soul technique, or SRT?
We might be here all night if we start to get into that stuff. Let's talk about spontaneous past life regression.
Well, yeah, share whatever you got out of the experience, because one of the coolest things I think we did was how we just flew and flowed through all of those processes, tying them all together, gathering the insight that was gained, and then doing the segue. And we want to make sure we get that covered, and then we can start moving into the forgiveness work.
Yeah, and all I got to say about that is Cal is just a commando, being able to tie all those things together, because there you are in an age regression, boom, pops into a spontaneous past life regression, in which point I found it really important that, you know, Cal is once again relentless, which is what we all want to do, in saying, okay, what's happening now? What's happening now? Now what's happening? Now what's happening? Now what's happening? To be able to let the client have the experience of that event, okay, what happens next? And what we're doing in a spontaneous past life regression is collecting evidence that, you know, that person kind of moves on, so that we're not dealing, oh God, this is getting into interesting information, so that we're not dealing with any kind of a spiritual problem, okay, that's going to have to be dealt with a little bit differently, okay. And
how you doing there, Elron? I'm sensing some, I don't know, uneasiness.
I'm like, okay, oh wait, I don't want to get into a topic where I'm biting off more than I can chew, okay, because we'll be here all night, okay, just taking that through, and then being able to tie it into that pre-life experience where you're talking to the aspect of the client that is just kind of in the planning stages, being able to neutralize some of the emotional resonance in the believed to be past life event or metaphor or whatever it is in your client's belief system, and then taking it into the present with the informed soul technique, which is a technique that we use that happens where we can put the client in rapport with their soul, you know, subconsciously speaking, where they're in the planning stages to coming into this experience. You know, sometimes it can be definitely more powerful than the informed child technique, having, you know, the grown-up aspect of the client do that type of work, where we're able to get and ascertain a deeper level of insight and really remove a lot of feelings of anger before they even have to be dealt with in some of the subsequent phases. Makes a lot of the informing techniques really a lot easier, because you can usually get a deeper level of insight. One of the things that struck me about that when Cal was doing it was just how he was able to navigate that type of terrain and be able to uncover the information that was in there with all these different multiple aspects. You want to talk a little bit about that, Cal?
Well, let me tell you. I do eight. Okay. Now, I did not direct you into a past life. That's why we call it spontaneous past life regression. There's a part of an aspect of himself that seemingly wanted to go into you perceived, you know, to be a past life. And I do past life work quite differently than most people. I do not do therapy in that past existence. I just found that in trying to do that, if you start doing affect bridge, you can go back through past life, and that just doesn't make sense to me. Because if there is such thing as past lives and subsequent lives, then you know there has to be a creator, and the creator would put you in this life with everything you need to do whatever you need to do in this life. And so, and I want to clarify some terms. We talked about informed child technique, and then what that is when we go back and we find ISC, we with the knowledge of the hypnotherapist and the knowledge of the adult, we give the child whatever he or she needs to hear so they can get through the ISC without being negatively affected by it. In the soul work that we're talking about now, it's not informed soul, it's the informing soul, because what happens is the idea is the soul has a certain idea about a totally different perspective than the baby that's just born, because where there's this concept of the veil of forgetting. We talk about this in previous episodes. Just go back and start looking at some of the informing soul technique videos. You get more information. What I do is I will take someone. I won't spend a lot of time in the past life. Whatever event we go to, I do the Fab Five. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Blah, blah, blah. I might get one or two questions about who they are. And then I take them to the end of the life and then find out, what happens after that, and then take whatever information they got from that life. And then we start doing the informing soul work, getting whatever information we need. Because what are the two most important days of your life? No, it's not birth and death. It is the day you were born and the day you find out why you were born. And with the informing soul technique, we can tear that veil of forgetting and let the little one inside of you know why he's coming into this life or she's coming into this life, and transfer that information to the adult aspect of the client. And so you kind of have to keep track of all this. I make some very sparse notes through the session and then bring that information into the hypnotic age regression. And we were going to do the really taking those insights and finding out, we have the child say, I've changed because now I know and now I feel. And they put an ending on those things, and we find out what's changed cognitively, and we're going to find out what changed emotionally. Alan might want to talk more about that. But really, in this series, we don't want to talk so much about going into too much detail about each technique, especially if we've covered it before. We've done the 10 keys to success of age regression, 10 keys to success for forgiveness. We've done the informing soul technique. We want to get from Alan how, having been through it as a client, is affecting how he's being a hypnotherapist and how it's lifting his practice to the new level. So we did. You experienced that spontaneous past life regression. You experienced the informing soul technique. You experienced some SRT, and I don't know if you want to get into that or not. It might be too much for this episode. How having experienced those things affected you as a hypnotherapist?
Well, for me, it really highlighted the importance of, that is my word of the month, highlight. I get it from my sales professor. The importance of really paying attention to those techniques when they pop up. When you do have a client that pops into, and for those of you who know me, I am very scientific for what they believe to be past life. Sometimes I just refer to it as a therapeutic metaphor that's elicited within their subconscious mind, for whatever that means. Okay, the jury's out on past lives for me personally. But, being able to take that information and make use of it, I mean, it's made me just really pay attention in a much different way to situations where that could be happening with my client.
Now let me ask you something. So there you are, you're not dedicated to the idea of past lives. You're not totally, you're not against it.
No.
It sounds like you're kind of agnostic about it. And then boom, without direction, you find yourself reliving what seemed to be like a previous existence. What was that like for you?
It was fantastic. is fantastic, and the insights gained from it were very real and very true. And so once again, it's important as the client and as the hypnotherapist to not be biased one way or another about it, because whatever the situation is, we talk about this many times, what is revealed in age regression, whether or not it's true, we don't care. As a hypnotherapist, I don't care. It could be totally made up. It could be completely inaccurate because it's like a projective test. It's like a Rorschach test. Okay, it's how the client will, how their subconscious mind will represent those, the cause of that problem internally based on the conditioning that's happened in the brain or in other parts of their consciousness. And so it really has nothing to do with whether or not it's true, because after all, we'll never know anyway. What are we going to do? Validate the historical accuracy of our client's case history? We don't care. It's the insights that come out of that and the shift in feeling and thinking that they experience from those events. And for me to have like past life regression experience or a informing soul experience was very, very powerful, because the insights still stand on their own. They're still very real. They're very true. They're coming out of my subconscious mind, my superconscious mind. And so what it's done for me as a practitioner is really just given me a stronger belief that the information absolutely is inside of the client. You just have to know how to dig a little bit deeper. And so what I got out of it more than anything else was that mastering all these techniques is very important, whether it's SRT, you know, spirit releasement therapy, age regression, informing soul technique, being able to know what to do with spontaneous past life regression, when it occurs, and how to tie everything together. You really have to have a thorough understanding of all the techniques to know where you are and where you're going, so that you can tie it all together and then make it, help your clients see the insights. Because after all, they have the insights for themselves, but we help them see the insights.
Okay, now that you've said that,
yes,
and scared every newbie from ever doing hypnotherapy until they've mastered everything, I want you to balance that with, okay, now someone's gone through, our course, and they haven't mastered everything yet. How the heck do they get started?
You can't do it until you're perfect. No, the thing is, how you get started is with the mindset that the information is within your client. How you get started is by studying the basics of age regression therapy and some of the stuff we teach, because everything snowballs out of there to greater understanding. And, I mean, it is my belief that clients come to teach you from time to time, and when you get a client that's really, really challenging and what you're doing isn't working, it's going to force you to hit the books and deal with that situation when it comes up. Okay, but just having an understanding of the criteria that's behind a lot of these processes, especially age regression and stuff like that, will help you get started right away. Because after all, the information is within the client. You just have to start to elicit that process, and you'll get better and better at doing that.
You know, that's right. And we don't start off as one percenters. And I think that when you were going on and saying, you've got to master this, you've got to master that, and work them all together, that's if you want to be a one percenter, the best of the best. But nobody starts off as a one percenter to have that kind of mastery. But you need to start, and you start, you study the material. You get a system like Five Path, and then over time you will master it. And ideally you'll find a mentor that can continue to review your work and that you can ask questions of, and you just grow professionally. Good. Also, if we're going to be wrapping this up in the next 5 minutes or so, if you could talk a little bit, I'll give you the choice. You can talk about Seven Path, or you can talk about your SRT experience.
I'll talk about Seven Path. It was...
Hey, you guys want to know about SRT? Leave a comment below and make him talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
All right. We have Seven Path. One of the things I found interesting...
Now, tell them what Seven Path is.
Why don't you tell them what Seven Path is, Cal? Come on.
Because I would like you to.
Okay. Oh.
This is your series, Aaron.
Ooh.
Tell them what the real name of Seven Path is.
I think I still need more forgiveness therapy, Cal.
And why it's different from other forms of what it is, and go on.
Not fair. All right.
Just do your best.
Yes, I can do it. I'm just being difficult for you.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. I thought I might as well start now, since I was such an easy client for you. So, Seven Path is... gosh. It is an antivirus software for the mind. Okay, it's one of the... it is the first... a style of self-hypnosis that it's really going to do everything that a good systematic hypnotherapy process does, but in the privacy of the client's mind, because it's provocative and it's an insight-oriented self-hypnosis approach, where what it does is it makes the client have insights. And so instead of just being an affirmation-based self-hypnosis, which I always thought was pretty lame, what it's going to do is provoke positive, neutral, and negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, pictures out of the client so that they can be neutralized by a series of suggestions that we have the client work with on their own. How's that?
Great. And it can be used either by itself or it can be used in parallel with Five Path or any other hypnotherapy process. And Elron is going to talk about how we got insight in how they work together.
That's right. Because it gives a client something to do in between sessions. And of course, after all, it gives them something to do after they leave. One of the things we always talk about with Seven Path is that it's emptying the cup, right? Because if your cup is too full, all the positive affirmations and stuff you try to put in there is just going to fall out and drip all over the place because all the negativity is still inside of you, right? Those old entrenched cognitions are the reason the problem's there. And so Seven Path is going to empty the cup as well as fill the cup. And for me, personally, it was very powerful to, you know, in one session we had it integrated into the five-path process. We actually had me practice seven-path in the chair right after the session for about 15, 20 minutes, which I found to be very effective. But also as something to do in between sessions to have those continuous insights to be able to continue to empty the cup on a regular basis. And I experienced the same thing that clients always come back and experience, which is once you start feeling a little bit better, you start to kind of slack off a little bit. I didn't really slack off all that much, but I noticed the urge inside my mind. There was one day where I forgot to do it in the morning, okay, just because I was feeling better that day. And so, once again, it's about this pact or this agreement that you create with your clients when you have them doing Seven Path in conjunction with the process that you're doing, where you really want to be their advocate and support them in doing it and ask them how it's been going. And if they don't do it, stop right there. Don't give them any more recognitions or any more suggestions for the Seven Path or whatever self-hypnosis technique that you might be using with your clients. I mean, it's something that they have to do on their own if they're serious. And one of the things that Cal said to me before we started is he goes, are you willing to do Seven Path religiously while you work with me? I said, yes. He goes, all right, then let's work together. And I found it to be a very powerful adjunct.
So how does that help you with clients?
Yeah. With clients, it's just, once again, drawn my attention to the importance of it, okay? To be able to, you know, talk to them about it. After experiencing it myself, it's made me more of a believer in it, okay? And another thing about it was that Cal suggested that I use Sending Point with Seven Path, and that is when you're saying these suggestions to yourself, sometimes feelings or sensations that are uncomfortable might occur in the body, and to intentionally send these suggestions, we call them recognitions, right to those places in your body and to maybe tap on them at the same time. That was a little tip that I picked up from Cal that I've integrated with my clients.
What was that like for you using that approach?
It was very powerful. I found it to be very effective and still do.
Cool. Okay, time's up. Wrap it up.
If you want to know more about this process, or my personal life for that matter, you can just put questions or comments down underneath. Look at hypnosis.org and look at our training schedule. We have classes happening all year round. Like I said in the last episode, I hope we have more classes coming because this is hot stuff. Be the best of the best. Be a one percenter. Have success where everything else has failed. And hey, if you have a hypnotherapist in your area that's good, that's a five-pather, what are we doing this series about? Go get sessions. Find out what it's like. It's going to make you a better practitioner. It's going to make you understand the process from the inside out, not just the outside in, and really entrench the process in you in a much more, I don't know, I want to say visceral way than just making it cognitive, in a sense. It really puts it into the body, so to speak, so that the information is just transferred almost molecularly, I found, and really makes you a better practitioner. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
Thank you, L. Ron. And before I close, make sure you go to hypnosis.org, get the new How to Hypnotize video, and find out how to get some more insider tips, tricks, and techniques. There's more free stuff coming. I want to once again say that Meredith is going to be back. I think we're going to be doing some sports hypnosis episodes, and of course, answering more of your questions. Keep sending them in, and always check hypnosiscenter.com. And that's it. Done. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.